Hello. I'll be reading Acts 8, verses 35 to 38 in Tagalog with a few English words. Oh, this is scary. Kaya sinimulang, oh my gosh, i-explain ni Philip ang magandang balita tungkol kay Jesus mula sa part ng scripture na yon. Habang nasa biyahe sila, nadaanan nila ang isang lugar na may tubig. Sinabi ng official, ayan, may tubig dito. Pwede akong mabaptize dito, di ba? Sumagot si Philip, pwede kang mabaptize kung naniniwala ka ng buong puso. Sinabi ng official, naniniwala ako na si Jesus Christ ang anak ni Diyos. Inutos ng official na ihinto ang kalesa. Bumaba silang dalawa, pumunta sa tubig at binaptize ni Philip ang official.
That's the new Tagalog. Yeah, because if you Taglish, they call it. For those who don't speak Filipino, you just need to listen to the English words because they're the key words in those sentences. And you get the idea. But let's shall we all just be upstanding and let's read the word, the English version. And then we'll dive into it. Pun intended. Okay, so let's begin with verse 35. Ready and go. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from the scripture, he preached Jesus to him. And as they went along to the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized them. Let's pray. Father, we welcome your spirit here today. We ask that your spirit be our teacher, one that will reveal to us these things, Lord. And that, Lord, may we come away, you know, refreshed, challenged, and Lord, and ready to spread the gospel. So Lord, bless each and every person who's listening here, who's here, and the ones that will be listening to this message online, Lord. May they be blessed, and may they be blessing to everyone they encounter. Yes, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. So just a recap on baptism. Pastor Dad said, the what of the baptism. The baptism comes from the Greek word baptismo, which means full immersion, like to be dunked underwater, fully immersed. So it's not just a sprinkle, it's not just the toe dipping, it's full immersion. And it's an act of obedience, right? So that answers some questions on what baptism, why we have to do it. It's an act of obedience for righteousness' sake. And the why behind it is what I'm just using Pastor Dad's bullet points here. First of all, when we get baptized in full immersion, we identify with Jesus' death and resurrection. You know, when we go down into the water, it represents death. It's death to us. So that's why it has to be full. It's like being buried. And the rising from the water is us returning to life. But not just returning to your old life. It's returning to life with newness, a new life. Amen. Yeah. And then there is the need of the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. And he's talked about how Jesus, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down. And the word of God was heard saying, this is my son, you know, who I'm proud of. And there is the need to know by heart that we are sons and daughters of God the Father. And through baptism, which is fulfilling all righteousness, according to Jesus, is what pleases God the Father. He's, you know, we can know that it pleases him. So let's look at another example in this case. So this is the eunuch that we've been talking about. In Acts 2, so if you got your Bibles with you, open it up to Acts 2, 37 to 38. And this is Peter. This is the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit has come down and dwelt among everyone else, you know. And the background of the story is they've been speaking in tongues. And all these people, because it's Pentecost, you know, a lot of people have been traveling to Jerusalem to pray. It's like a yearly custom. So all these people from all different nations came in and they heard these people in the upper room, you know, speaking in tongues, not just tongues, speaking in languages where they're from, right? And they can hear it clearly. And they said, these guys are drunk. So Peter came out and told them, no, these guys are not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. And then he delivered his first sermon, first ever sermon. And now verse 37, it says here, now when they heard this, when they heard the sermon, Peter's sermon, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jumping now to verse 41. So then, those who had believed his word, Peter's word, were baptized. And that day, the day of Pentecost, there were added about 3,000 souls. Yeah, wow. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Wow. Not bad for a two-minute first-time preaching, right? 3,000 in one go. So, you know, my topic is, you know, I won't cover the whole baptism because I have to leave some for Pastor Andrew. But I'm just going to cover the topic of when. When should we be baptized, right? When? Well, according to these two different occasions, they were baptized, one, after hearing the gospel, after hearing the good news about Jesus. Second, as Peter said, the eunuch was explained, believing in Jesus with all your heart. So you hear it, and then you believe it, and, you know, conviction, repentance happens, and then baptism. You know, there's no 10-point thing that we need to do. It's just you hear the word, you believe in Christ, let's get baptized. And then the two examples that we've read happened on the same day, right? Eunuch was just minding his own business when this random guy just came over and explained them to him and explained Jesus. He preached Jesus to him. And then other people were just minding their own business. They're here to pray to the temple, and they heard a bunch of what they thought was drunken people. And then this one guy came out and preached to them, and they believed. They heard, and they believed, and they were baptized. And what happens next is just what happens naturally when you belong to the kingdom, which is in verse 42. It says, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. That's what happens when you belong to the kingdom. That's what happens when you're baptized and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what I'm trying to say is the only qualification you really need to have to be baptized is that you need to believe in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Because without Jesus, you know, getting baptized without Jesus is rather useless. It'll just be a religious purpose. And at the end of it, you're just a sinner, a wet sinner. You know? wet and cold and nowhere near God. So without Jesus, without believing in him, without him in your heart, yeah, that's all you're going to get. So when? When is the time? When is the perfect time to be baptized? I did say after hearing the gospel, right? And I did say after believing with all your heart that Jesus, on Jesus, and then you can be baptized. You know, I've approached a lot of people over the years that I've been pastoring Green Bay, and there's a few replies I do get. And number one is, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Well, if the only qualification we need to be baptized is believing in Jesus, right? Then there's no need to wait. Although we're going to make you wait. This, because, you know, there's we believe that community, there's strength in community, strength in numbers. That's why we set a date. So at the end of June, I believe June 27, sorry, I am forgotten the actual date. Saturday, we will have group baptism. But I'm not saying that because there's a time limit there, you should sort out yourselves. No, because all you need is a heart that believes in Jesus. And the question is not whether you're ready or not. The actual question is, do you believe in and do you want to follow Jesus? That's it. So if you've never been baptized, don't worry about the reasoning on why you haven't been baptized, or you're not ready, or, you know, what's the other reasons that people say they're not ready?
They were already baptized when they were a child.
Or they were baptized when you were children, babies, sprinkling of water. I believe Pastor Andrew will explain a little bit more of that when we dedicate my daughter Zoe later on, that what we're about to do is not baptism on the baby, because you need to make a conscious decision that you want to believe and follow Christ. That is baptism. You know, if someone just sprinkled water, you know that movie Nacho Libre? You know, he keeps blaming his teammate for losing because he hasn't been baptized. So he baptized him. But he didn't believe. So his friend didn't believe. And I thought, oh, that's a no. It made a good conversation between my children, because that's not how you baptize. It has to be, the person needs to be willing to believe in Jesus and wants to follow him. Yeah. All right, we need to accept the fact that we are not perfect and we all sin, right? So I will conclude my message, my very short message, with this. This is my short version of the gospel. You know, I know you've heard it from me a few times already, but I cannot assume that everyone here knows about this, that knows it by heart. Like I said, we need to accept the fact that we are not perfect, that we all sin and therefore separated from God. Sin has a price, you know that. And that price is death. We all deserve death. But God, in his mercy and his love for us, sent his son to die on the cross to forgive us. Not only to forgive, to take away the punishment that comes with that sin. Right? So just because we're not dying, burning in hell, you know, someone has to take over that. Someone has to take that that place. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, those who believe in him are no longer separated from God. Yeah. There is a place prepared for them in heaven. Yeah. Jesus said himself that he is preparing a place for us. Because his father's place is has many rooms. And there, we will live in the presence of God for all eternity. Amen. Right? That is good news. That is gospel. So, last, like the tagline for my message is believe in Jesus, repent, and be baptized. Amen. Yeah? To be baptized, it's not an invitation. Like, come, be baptized, come join us. No, it's not a command. It's not an invite, it's a command. Yeah, you believe in Christ? Let's get baptized. Yeah? But don't just be baptized. Repent. Look at yourself. Just pray and know that there is imperfectness in us. And present that to God and come and be baptized. All right? So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's never too late for any of us. That you're always there, Lord. You're always calling on us. Always watching for us, Lord. And Lord, your heart of mercy and love just overflows to us, Lord, even though we don't notice it. Yes, Lord. And we just ask for your forgiveness for not seeing these, Lord. Not seeing that you're calling out for us. Not seeing the value of Jesus dying on the cross, Lord. Or minimizing what our sin is in our lives. Lord, I pray that each and every person here will see sin through your eyes, Lord, and that, Lord, they will realize where they are at and, Lord, how gracious you are to us. Lord, let them return to you. Let them return to your kingdom. Let them take that step in baptism to declare that they believe in you and that they follow you, Lord. And I know, because I'm sure, because your word says, Lord, that you have a place for them in your kingdom. So we thank you, Lord. Bless them. Bless those who will hear this later on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.